It may sound odd to imagine the recession being good for a company, but some local researchers say as hard as the economic downturn has been on businesses, it's also creating opportunities that don't come along when the economy is humming along. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has this look at some local companies looking for an upside in the downturn.
Daryl Rigby has a really hard job. He advises CEOs on what to do during a downturn as part of his work at Bain Consulting. He tells them to think of their companies as race cars careening around a track where boom times are the straightaway and recessions are the curves. Rigby says it's hard for companies to pass each other during good times on the straightaway. The big companies stay in front on power alone.
But on a curve, curves are driven by strategic finesse. And so even a company that has less power, if it is skillfully maneuvered in curves, can pass much larger, much stronger competitors.
Rigby has research that backs that up. It shows that market share changes more during a downturn than at any other time. About a third of industry leaders come out of a recession as industry laggards, and the other way around. One big reason, customers look for alternatives.
During a downturn, people say, hey, I'll give it a try. What the heck? And then they try it, find out that they like it a great deal, and then when the things start turning around, they say, I'll stick with it.
A good example is EMC, the data storage firm in Hopkinton. Vice President Frank Hauck joined the company back in 1990 when EMC was just a tiny player.
I mean, our market share was 0.2% when I started, and I think IBM's share was in the 80s.
But then came a recession. Hauck says his company caught IBM a little bit complacent. EMC's product offered clients more versatility just as they were rethinking their spending.
I think once we saw that we could crack into the biggest accounts on Wall Street, and once we got a foot in the door, we would expand our growth. I think that's when people thought anything was possible.
By the end of the decade, EMC was a dominant player in the data industry. Of course, it's easy to look back and see what worked. It's a lot harder trying to maneuver the curve when you're rounding it. Bain's Daryl Rigby says there are some mistakes that a lot of companies tend to make during a recession. They focus too much on cutting costs and forget to maintain their brand and quality. They stop spending on R&D, which only hurts them later.
You can't just follow the crowd and do what others seem to be doing. It takes a real customized strategy on curves to be able to gain advantage.
One local company that's trying hard to reposition is a grocery store chain based in West Bridgewater.
My name is Mike Wachinski. I'm the president of Shaw Supermarkets, and we are at the Chestnut Hill store.
A new store that looks almost like a food court.
Toast it? Of course.
There's a panini station, a pasta bar, and a brick oven pizza service. Wachinski says it's the bad economy that's helping Shaw's appeal to people who used to eat out more.
Great restaurant quality food at much lower than restaurant prices.
And you don't have to tip.
And you don't have to tip, that's right.
Same thing for the groceries on the shelves. Before the recession, sales of Shaw's own store brand products hovered around 15% of the company's business. Now that's up as shoppers try to save. Wachinski would love to keep it more like 20% after the recession. He's been investing in the quality of store brand stuff, so customers really like it when they try it and remember that when the economy gets better.
Those customers, they're not going to all of a sudden flip the switch and go back and start wanting to pay more.
In a way, Wachinski is trying to do in this recession what race car drivers are told to do in a curve. When you hit the apex, hit the gas. Accelerating when you're still in the curve builds momentum for the straightaway that's around the corner. As tough as recessions are on businesses and the people who work for them, a curve is still a terrible thing to waste. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.